Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game, hour number two. Some T-Swizzle bringing us back here for hour number two. And our next guest, Fox 17 sports director Jill Jelinek is on the line with us. Jill, good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys? Good morning. Happy Friday and happy almost Super Bowl Sunday. So excited for this weekend.
Now, I know that you're a Swiftie. Are you tracking her travels to Japan and then back to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl?
So I first want to clarify, my official title is Sports Director Fox 17 / Swiftie Enthusiast.
Okay, so, I like that.
Yes, I am. I'm letting other people track her. I'm not very good with math or mileage, so I'm going to let the experts there on Twitter track her. But as soon as I wake up on Sunday, I am going to jump on and figure out exactly where she is in her travel, make sure there's no snafus, because that would be awful if Taylor Swift, something happened and she wouldn't be able to make the big game, because I think a lot of people that maybe aren't the biggest NFL fans but are Swiftie fans are looking forward to her presence at the game on Sunday.
Be careful tracking her, though. You might get sued.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, yeah. You got to track lightly. Track lightly, right, Joe. That's the key.
So you wrote a column for the Tennessean, which was very well done, and it says Taylor Swift's haters can't help themselves. Shake it off and watch the Super Bowl. And I mean, I feel like that's all we see in nowadays. Like, you got keyboard warriors, is what I call them on X or Twitter. Yeah. That, you know, it's just they gotta hate. And I think there's a line in Shake It Off about haters gonna hate. But what compelled you to write this? I thought it was very well done.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, this was not something that just kind of happened overnight. These were kind of thoughts and feelings that were built up since the start of this season. And when she went to that Jets game in New York, Chiefs Jets, and kind of it was that not only was that a big moment for Swifties when they said, oh, wow, this is a serious relationship, but also her world was introduced to the sports world, right? And so we got a lot of cross platforms colliding, right? Entertainment world with the sports world. Who is this Taylor Swift? And then the other side, what is this touchdown thing? What is this game of football, right? So I thought it was such a fun journey this football season for these two different demographics, the football fans and the Swifties kind of colliding. And unfortunately, as fun and positive as a lot of moments were, there was a lot of negativity. I will say several times in the past couple months, I had people mention me in person, right? I hate every time they cut away to her on camera, or God, why is it such a big deal? Why is she taking over this game? Blah, blah, blah. And then also, like you mentioned, Chase, the keyboard warriors. God, every time I was scrolling on Twitter, I'd have some people on my feed that really, really thought positively, thought this was cool, helping grow the game. And then the other side that really was not open to the idea of allowing someone outside the sports world to take part in the sports world and celebrate the sports world. And I finally, just this past week, as soon as it was announced that once the Chiefs won the AFC, beat the Ravens, and they were going on the Super Bowl, that's when I really saw another landslide of negativity. And I was like, I'm really tired of this. I need a quote, speak now.
Well done.
And so I did. And my point with the article was not to just gang up on the other, these people that I feel have not been able to open up themselves to this new world. But my point was to invite them to suggest, let's be more inclusive, right? Because I've played in sports my whole life. It's my work. It's been everything that I've been a part of in my life. And the best thing about sports is that it has the power to be inclusive. Sports are not always inclusive, but they have the power to be. And so I think Sunday brings a great opportunity for us to be inclusive and show that power that sports can have on society.
I totally agree. You know, and to say this, I mean, there are some females who don't like this either. I mean, I've seen it posted on Facebook and other places where it's like, ah, come on, why are they doing this? And I haven't missed a play. I mean, when they're showing her, I haven't missed a play. Yeah. Do you? I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
It's a great point. And you know, another example I bring up in my article in the Tennessean is every time we cut away to Jack Nicklaus on the Lakers sideline or Ben Affleck at the Red Sox game, or how about Eminem when he was going to the Detroit Lions playoff games? I don't remember anyone coming to me or social media being upset about those male celebrities. Do you?
I don't
see any problems there. So what's the difference? You know, she's a female, right? And she's a very powerful, popular female. Are we gonna exclude her from the sports world because of how popular she is in a different world, the entertainment world? I don't understand that. So.
Yeah, and plus, you know, when a guy like Tony Dungy comes out and says it's a distraction, and then they do the breakdown of how many times she was shown on camera, which is minuscule, I'm like, look, this just shows that we want to bitch about anything because we want to bitch about anything.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, Joe, hey, honestly, they just need to calm down.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless I check, Travis Kelce, stat-wise, he's doing pretty good. Yeah, so I don't think it's been a distraction for him.
And you know, guys, I want to bring up one other point because I know we're all big bettors here. And obviously with the Super Bowl coming up, everyone's so excited. You guys were talking about the anthem, which, by the way, completely agree. Whitney Houston, best Super Bowl anthem all time. But I do want to point out, because of Taylor Swift, bettors now have a completely new tab in DraftKings called, quote, For the Swifties.
Oh, nice.
There are a handful of different bets that are Taylor Swift themes that I really like. Like, one's kind of ridiculous, but I actually don't hate it. It's called Blank Space, Travis Kelce to score an octopus, touchdown in the 2-point conversion. Mm. You know, so my point is, here is this sports world, right? And then all of a sudden we're having new things open up because of her. Bettors that may not care about the Chiefs or the Niners or Taylor Swift in general, but now bettors have a completely new way of making some fun prop bets for the Super Bowl. And also Swifties, who maybe aren't very religious with betting or know too much about betting, they have an opportunity to have some fun, maybe gamble a little bit and partake in a different option for them for the big game. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about. We do the Super Bowl every year, right? Two different teams. How about we spice it up a little bit and take advantage of this really cool opportunity of the entertainment world colliding with the sports world Sunday?
Yeah, 100% with that. Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 sports director, is with us on the program. And we haven't had a chance to talk to you since Brian Callahan was named the new Titans head coach. What do you think about that move and how it'll affect Will Levis?
I like it. I like it a lot, especially for Levis because of Callahan's background and experience with quarterbacks, right? Everything that we learned the second half of the Titans season was that they are pointing to Will Levis to be this franchise quarterback. They want him to be the guy. They believe he's the guy. And now not only do they hire this head coach with a fantastic history of helping grow and mentor these young quarterbacks, but Callahan now has a staff. Is surrounding Levis with a staff that also has that background too. I like the report that they're hiring Bo Hardigree, a former Raiders interim offensive coordinator, to be the quarterbacks coach. If that comes to fruition, really like that. I like the support system they are building around Levis. And Levis spoke, I know he spoke with Jared on 102.5 The Game yesterday. Great interview. And I think it's very clear that Levis is at a point where he is feeling like, hey, this a lot of change in these last couple of months, right? But I think the overwhelming takeaway is that he feels it's going to be positive moving forward. So I'm really excited. I can't wait to see Levis come out of this offseason and see how much more he's going to improve, especially under this new staff.
All right, who wins Sunday?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Chiefs by 3.
Ooh.
High scoring, low scoring, 6-3 or 35-32 or something.
Yeah, there's a big difference there. No, I'm going to say let's go. I'm going to go 20. Yeah, either something like 24-21 maybe. Okay. I think it's going to be on the underside because these are two very good defenses. But man, I this is the biggest stage, and history shows that big stars make big plays on big stages. So I'm going Chiefs by 3.
Well done.
All right, very, very good, Jill. Appreciate the time as always, and enjoy the game. And we will talk to you soon.
Hey guys, appreciate you. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, you know, this relationship, Travis and Taylor, it's either going to last forever or it's going to go down in flames.
Hey, real quick, before you go.
Well done.
All I got.
Is your article in the paper today? When can we grab the article if you pick up a copy of the Tennessean?
Great question, Big Joe. Sunday morning, my friend.
Well done.
Sunday morning, Super Bowl morning. Yes, sir. And appreciate Tennessean for letting me speak now. So
good for you.
Appreciate it.
Good. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thanks,
right.
Guys. Have a good one.
You too. Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 sports director, joining us here on the show. And, yes, you can check that out either online or Sunday morning.
So Vogue has the 15 best celebrity-athlete couples of all time. All time. And we got a couple that live right here in our backyard.
All right. We'll do that. We'll do that next.
Uh-huh.
I bet I can guess.
No.
No?
No, sir. There's actually two.
Interesting. All right, we'll discuss that next. Chase and Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.